Well, I'll call this regular meeting of the Sturgis Common Council to order Monday, December 16th, 2019. First item is approval of the agenda. We got a first by Rhea and a second by Terry and third by Becca. Yeah. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. We've got an agenda. Rhea and Terry. We need Daniel already.
Or whoever you want.
Yeah. Approved unanimously. Executive session, we'll turn it over to you, Mr. Barnier.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. Yes, there's a request to go into executive session. There are three separate legal cases, and I'm aware of three different contracts. I think Daniel had a couple of other ones. I think some of those contracts are, in fact, listed on the agenda for action later this evening. No action on any of the legal cases I'll want to discuss. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Is there a motion?
Move.
First by Ron.
Second.
Second by Dave. All in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. We've got exec.
601.
All right. We're back in regular session. Please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. In informational reports, we have the update from Sturgis Chamber, and we have Veronica here, so I'll welcome you to the front.
Good evening, City Council and staff and Mayor Carstensen. Thank you so much for having me. I believe that you all received a copy of the actual report in the council packet. So I'm just going to take a couple minutes here and review some of the highlights throughout the packet. And then if you have any questions, you're welcome to ask me at the end or during. So first off, we have our mission and vision, which I won't read out, but if you'd like to see it, it's in there. And all of the different metrics that I've used throughout the past year have been, I've looked back at the mission and vision throughout the entire process. So I try to add events and make financial decisions based on both of those statements. That's a very key component to what I do. But first off is the financial trends, and there is a chart in here that gives just a very basic overview of our total cash on hand, the building loan, and then the final one is the total deposits. So you can see starting in April of 2018, which is when I have most of the data, we started to collect it, our total cash, which is combined checking and savings, did increase pretty substantially. There is a trend throughout each year where we take on most of our sponsorships and income in the beginning of the year, so January, February, March. And then as the year winds up, now we are spending all of that money and we haven't yet collected sponsorships for the next year. So it's kind of a cyclical trend. And that's the blue line that you can see. The red one is our building loan, which was decreasing very minimally. But then in April, we decided to make larger payments on the loan to pay it off by the end of the year. And we did complete that as of November last month. And then the yellow line is our monthly deposits, which it varies quite a bit throughout each month, but it is overall increasing marginally. And then you can see there is a chart if you want to see the actual figures. We have year-over-year change in total cash, and then year-over-year change in building loan, and then year-to-date as well for both. Then the next section does summarize our digital outreach, and in this report, I do have social media and website, but I'm also going to touch on our email marketing, which I forgot to include, but I'll do that in just a second. So the first chart you can see shows, again, from March of 2018, our social media marketing. It includes three of our top platforms that we use. So we use Twitter, we use Instagram, and we do use Facebook. And the orange portion in the middle here shows the actual percentage increase in likes, follows, following amongst all three platforms. So we have increased quite substantially on all three of those throughout 2019 and even from the beginning half of 2018. And as of right now, our total social media engagement is 10,560. The middle section there in the blue shows our website views by month, and we had not tracked our website views prior to July of this year. I started doing that, so we don't have a lot of data here, but I wanted to start it so that we could improve for the future, and we are at an average of 2,060 views per month since July. And then I do want to highlight also that our total social media engagement on all three of our platforms throughout 2018 increased at a rate of 14.48%, and then since January of this year, it's increased at 29.78%, which is quite a bit better. And then finally, the email marketing that I mentioned, year over year, our newsletter subscribers, we are up from 652 last year at this point to 799. So that's a 22.5% increase, and it's 147 additional subscribers. The next section is membership acquisition and retention. And there is a chart in here that shows our new members month to month. The red line is 2019 and the blue line is 2018. And you can see that for the most part, we have had more new members each month of 2019 than we did in 2018, barring 2 months, which was July and August. And then the middle portion, it does show the actual numbers. So in 2018, we totaled 20 new members. We lost 23, so there was an actual net decrease. But in 2019, we've gained 45 new members, and we lost 29, so we gained a lot more, but we also lost a few more. And we do have a net of plus 16, and that's a 5.1% increase compared to a 0.95% decrease year over year. And I do want to mention that membership typically, as this chart shows, is strongest at the beginning of the year and tapers off towards the end. So I think in January here again, this is my second year, but I think we'll have more new members in January than we do in November, December. Next is the Visitors Bureau, which is the other 50% of our operations. We have two charts here. One of them shows the walk-in traffic. So yellow is tourism walk-ins, red is business walk-ins, and blue is community walk-ins. I do want to point out that this year we've had quite a few more community walk-ins on a couple of different months, and I think that is because we've done more events and done more marketing for those events. So people from the community are coming in, they're picking up yard sale maps or registration forms or what have you. Also, an important one is in August. We had a substantially larger number of tourism walk-ins, and that, I believe, was because this year we put up an information booth for Rally outside the chamber, and last year we did not have anything like that. And then one final point on that is that the red portions comparing 2019 to 2018 are business visits to the chamber, and they are a little lower. But I think that's because we do increased site visits. So we go out as chamber representatives, and we actually visit the businesses more proactively so they don't have to come to us. And then the second chart is the Visitors Bureau calls and the packets that we send out. And year over year, it's pretty similar. We do have quite a few more visitor packets that we've sent out this year, and that is because we've been giving packets out at some of the bigger events like the Camaro Rally, the Mustang Rally, and then also we have engaged some of the tour groups that have come through town and given all of the tour group members packets as well. The next section and final section is the events overview. In 2018, we had 16 key events, and in 2019, we've increased that over 100%. A lot of those events, though, are smaller ones, so like weekly farmers markets, lunch and learns, that kind of thing. But we are trying to increase the number of events that we do so that we can get the community more involved and the businesses more involved as well. And again, that just, it kind of goes back to our mission statement. In the mission, it says that we promote agriculture, businesses, and the events that we add are all related to those things, and tourism, of course. And then the next page, the final page before the letter at the end, is just a summary of the attendance at each of our events throughout the year. So as you can see, our highest attendance is at the Tree Lighting and Parade of Lights, which is a combined two-day event. But we also had high attendance at the citywide yard sales. We have two agriculture events that have high attendance, the community picnic in August every year, the haunted house. And then we have a community showcase and health fair in March that's well attended. So you can see that the high attendance events are really spread throughout the year, which I think also helps with visitors coming to town and businesses making more sales. So in summary, we have managed in 2019 to eliminate our outstanding debt. We formed a new full-time staff, including myself, and we do have Susan Williams as our membership coordinator, and she's doing a great job. We've increased our office staff. We added one more employee. She's only part-time, but she helps with reception, greeting the visitors that come to town, and also with events. We've added more events. We've provided more opportunities to network and learn. The Lunch and Learns are a case in point. We've partnered pretty closely with Economic Development and the City of Sturgis. And we use a lot more digital media and have managed to double the number of new businesses this year compared to last year. So I guess in summary, we really appreciate your support. And I hope that next year can be just as good as this one. Thank you. Do you have any questions?
I just like to congratulate Veronica on doing a really good job because obviously financially this is the best shape the chamber has been in for years, which I think is so important. And I also think the media program is great and the number of events are really, really good. And even like with the farmers market, I mean, there's not like tons of people there, but looking at it, there's like 50 people there every mm-hmm. time. And I think that's a service to the community. So thank you for everything you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was going to say that, and Dave jumped ahead of me, but the other thing I wanted to say to you is that I compliment you or whoever the events that you have at the Chamber for the community. I've attended a couple of those. They're very good, and they're a great idea.
Thank you. Yeah, we do have some core events that we've done year after year that we really try and invest most of our time into in the event planning, like the Agriculture Appreciation Banquet and the Community Picnic and those ones. And those have some really great attendance, and the people really seem to enjoy them. And then some of the smaller ones we're doing just to bring a little more vibrancy and educational opportunities to the community and reach out to the businesses more as well. So thank you.
And I just concur with all of the remarks made up here, Veronica. I think you're doing a fantastic job. And the partnership between the chamber and the city, I believe, is really fantastic.
Thank you.
Thanks, Veronica.
Thank you.
Item six is announcements and praise. I got a few here. Ice skating rink opens today, and that's weather influence for sure with the warm weather coming up. Members are free, and I think if you're renting ice skates is what I'm speaking about. Members are free, and if you don't have a membership, I think it's $3. Christmas Eve, we do have some early closures. The library closes at noon. The city offices close at 2, along with the community center. Liquor store open houses on Friday. 5 p.m. on Christmas Eve is when the liquor store closes, and we will be closed on Christmas Day. Scrooge Night is the 19th, one of the events that the chamber puts on. And Sturgis Optimist Club from the City Christmas Party will receive a check. They has an amount, I believe.
$1,576. So, and I just kind of looked back at last year, and last year was $1,489. So we did real well.
Wonderful. Thanks for that, Faye. We do have one more that Daniel has. I was going to read it because I think the whole thing deserves to be read, but my tooth hurts so bad I don't think I can get through it all without starting to slur too bad. So, Daniel, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you very much. We're pleased to announce that two of our police officers have received the Carnegie Hero Fund Commission. We would just like to read the actual announcement from the Carnegie Hero Association. After arriving at the scene of a burning Sturgis, South Dakota house on May 12, 2018, and learning that 47-year-old Jason McKee was still inside, Police Officer Dylan Getch, 27, and Sergeant Christopher Schmoker, 37, entered the home. Filled with dense smoke and visible flames in the kitchen, Getch and Schmoker moved to the home's upper level, where Getch went to his hands and knees, crawled to a bedroom, and searched it for McKee, who was not there. Getch retraced his steps and returned to the home's front door before returning upstairs to search another bedroom. Dense smoke made it impossible for Getch to see more than a few feet in front of him. He exited the house, and from the exterior, he climbed a ladder that was below McKee's bedroom window. At the window opening, he heard McKee breathing. After confirming his location, Getch returned to the front door, where he and Schmoker re-entered the house, this time with wet T-shirts over their mouths and noses. They ran to McKee's bedroom and, with difficulty, dragged him from the house as flames spread to the ceiling above them. McKee was hospitalized for smoke inhalation and inhalation burns to his lungs. Getch and Schmokers sustained minor smoke inhalation. They all recovered.
Thanks, Daniel. How about anything else we have for announcements and praise? Moving on to the city manager's report. Pretty short one tonight, so.
Yeah, just one minor change. We do have Tom Price, who is a critical care paramedic, just a change in his status to part-time.
Thanks, Daniel.